submitted that we're due to hear from, according to my list, is Devon and Wendy Hopcroft. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you.
We've read your original submission. Thank you very much for lodging that. And you see you've tabled some extra information for us today. So we're happy for you to lead us through that. And like I said earlier, some others highlight the key points that you want us to take on board.
Okay, good afternoon all. My name is Wendy Hopcroft and I farm for my husband Bevan in Wendonside, Northern Southland. We farm 289 hectares, which has been 100% zoned Old Matara in the proposed plan. We are 85% sheep farming and the remainder is winter grazing. This season we are wintering 200 dairy cows. We use these as a management tool as they speed up our regrassing program and are sustainable in our farming system. We only graze on the lighter soils on our farm, so there's a high utilisation of feed and little or no mud. We've also always been careful and considerate custodians of our land. We have good shelter, 8 hectares of woodlots, an excellent water system, a well-lain property, and have always used a recommended fertiliser plan, and we farm a minimum tillage system. We feel that we are now being punished for being environmentally and economically sustainable farmers. Under the proposed plan, our land would be unable to be converted to dairy and would be limited in its use as a dairy runoff. And although neither of these two options are in our immediate plans, we feel that choices have been taken away from us, which is detrimental to our family. The value of our property will diminish, which will then affect our family's choices in the future. Around Rule 23, we are pleased to see that the S42A report recommended an increase in the permitted winter grazing area. While this is workable within our system, we would still prefer to see a percentage of the property as a more equitable and fair measure for everybody. We have voluntarily allowed Environment Southland to test the bore in our property since 2002. You can see on the graph that the nitrate levels from this bore have been consistently above the safe drinking standard since 2009. The most recent result in 2017 was 13, with the recommended level being around 11.3. And you can see that is the location of our farm, and the wee green dot there is the location of the bore. And there's this there, and there's two others in our area, one at the Wendonside Hall and one on another neighbouring farm. As a family, we have been concerned about this, and we feel that more research and data needs to be collected on our area to determine where this water is coming from and why these nitrates are so high. This science and data will then determine what is the most appropriate farming system in our area. We do not necessarily feel that a blanket ruling will necessarily fix the problem. And really, that's all I've got to say.
Thank you. We'll see if we have any questions for you.
I think you've answered the question I was going to ask, is where is the source, and the trend line is actually somewhat disturbing. So,
which for this one here?
Yes. And at that level. So, appreciate your concern.
Yeah, well, you can see like 2002, it's been consistently over.
Yes, so I totally understand where your concern is, and I note that you're 100% on Matara, so.
I just wonder, like, if you're going to make the changes you are, or actually, is that actually going to solve that problem?
Yeah, I understand your question. Following on from Lloyd, you know, have you got any speculation about what might be increasing the nitrate levels, and in neighbouring farms around you, is there an increase in dairy wintering or some farm activity that's changed in that period that's seen that level come up? It's unscientific, I know, but I'm just...
Oh, look, the Wendonside Plains has changed. It's, the farming practices have changed there. We arrived there in 1998, and there was probably limited, and that was probably, we came from Up Riverton, and that's where the dairy boom hit down there, so we moved to Wendonside because we could afford that. And after we moved, the dairy boom then followed us to Wendonside. Okay, so that's the dairy boom. But I'm not blaming them, because there is other farming systems up there. There's cropping farming as well. And the dairy farmers I know certainly do everything right, you know? And I think that everyone is trying harder, and, you know,
All right.
I just think it's the...
Yeah. Thank you for that.
We've been on site visit, but we haven't been went on site yet. So through your property or above your property, what's the waterway? What's the river? It runs through the old Montana.
The river up the Matara over here. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Yes. That's the nearest one, I see.
Wakai is kind of over that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you're, it's all flat land, is it?
Yes, it is. It's completely flat land, really. Yeah. You know, I did discuss with Bevan, like, maybe, you know, maybe, I don't know. No, I'll just move on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so I'm not very good geographically from here, but yeah. The Matara, is that down there somewhere?
Yes.
It goes all the way up there?
Yeah.
So we haven't got any water sources around us, like, close by.
Thank you.
Have you explained to you why this
Oh, basically because it's free draining, is that right?
Yeah, there's no flushing. Like, because of the river, you wouldn't get that so much, because the river might dilute it, so in your area,
okay.
There's no dilution occurring, so it goes into the ground and stuck to the basin. So, is that...
That's right, but sometimes I feel like you're penalising farmers like us that then don't have the option to do anything else with our farm. All right, so we'd have to be a complete sheep farm, which could be fine, but that then devalues our land as such, doesn't it? And if other people have already converted. Do you see my point?
Members of the audience, could you please refrain from discussing things amongst yourselves, because we really want to hear from the submitters, and just treat them like you'd like to be treated yourselves, and if you want to have a discussion, please take it to the other room. We want to listen to the submission, not to listen to you in the chats. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that, but it does seem to be quite a dilemma. I really want to know what farmers are thinking about solutions to the problem.
Okay, so maybe a solution would be maybe concentrated cow wintering, so maybe a number allowed per hectare, per block of land, so you don't get a big, large concentration in one area. So you would be allowed so many per hectare on a block of land, rather than, say, 500 acres of complete winter grazing in one area. That would be an option. Yes.
Okay, thanks very much for that.
And I'd just like to point out that even though you think this has gone up, like it has, it is trending down. And like the latest one was 13, which is probably about where that last one was as well. So we're hoping that we're making change.
Certainly.
Yeah. Whether as a community we're making change maybe.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in and giving us some more to us.